Mido Clark in Loz with you on the Big Sports Breakfast this Thursday morning. Yvonne Sampson joining us. And, well, Vonnie will be back with us shortly, sorry. And, well, Lozer made his Instagram Live debut yesterday, Clarkie. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I did see that. He was nervous too.
Yeah, no, with Damien
I didn't know what
Cook.
I was doing.
You did say that out loud.
Oh, did I?
While you were on Instagram.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
He was holding it for about a minute, looking at his own schnoz.
It was front on.
He doesn't understand that the closer the phone is to your face, the bigger your nose looks. Pull the phone away, Loz.
Mate, you know what? It's not a beauty contest. Yeah, all right? Beauty's from within, Clarkie. That's what you got to learn.
I don't disagree.
I'll tell you what, boys. It is serious times, but we have got some funny listeners out there and they text in some funny things. And while we want to be serious, we also want to have a bit of a joke and, you know, a bit of a laugh to take people's minds off the coronavirus. I like this one from Sess from Cessnock. He said, boys, while the NRL is shut down, I found a job for the referees. Get them down to Coles and Woolies and enforce the 2 metre rule. Can you just see them running back and down, up and down the shopping aisle, blowing the whistle and shoppers screaming, get them back too, ref, get them back.
Actually, I saw last night there's a clip.
You need the bunker down there.
The bunker.
One of the commentators over in the UK, I think he's a rugby commentator, is just starting to commentate everyday life. So, you know, there are two dogs in the park and one's a black Labrador, one's a different colour, and he's commentating them like running towards a ball and
looking for work, or
yeah, probably, probably. But
did you see what Karl Stefanovic's done?
No,
he's offered up his Instagram. I don't know how many followers he has to any small business that wants to promote, like free advertisement, to actually direct message him, and you can just give your business a plug on his social media. It's a great idea. Mm. Just that, obviously, all small businesses around the country are struggling. Just some free advertisement. And I don't know, I'm assuming he might have 100,000 followers. I like it.
I can do that on mine. I've got about 1,000.
It might grow.
I've got 1,000. I might do that.
Yeah. But I don't mind. I think it's
someone will have to do it for me, though. Will?
Lazy 2 mil, I think, over here.
Oh, well, yeah, 2 mil. All right. As if he hasn't told us 2,000,000.1.
Give a rest.
It goes up every day.
I can tell you a little story about me and social media. So for somebody that is only 38 years of age, technology is not my greatest strength. So when I was captain of Australia, Cricket Australia set up a Facebook account for me. And obviously at some stage I must have agreed to it. I don't remember. My memory's not awesome. And then I found out when I retired... the young lady that works for me was contacting Cricket Australia to get all the passwords for that Facebook account. Again, at this stage, I didn't know. She came to me and said, Michael, do you know the password for Facebook? I said, I haven't got Facebook. She said, what are you talking about? You've got a Facebook? I said, I don't. She said, well, have a look at this. This is you. This is your Facebook, and you got 1.5 million followers. So I had a Facebook account that I didn't know about with 1.5 million followers. So that's a great example of me knowing nothing or very little about social media. So, Loz, you're not on your own.
Thank you, because my kids look at me like I'm an idiot.
You're not on your own.
And I just, every time something goes wrong with the computer or my phone, I have to give it to one of my kids to tell me and show me what to do. And when they do it, it actually looks very easy, very simple. But I just can't comprehend it in my silly mind.
How about this text that's just come through? We're talking about things you're doing in isolation. Hi, boys. I've been forced to watch our wedding video 2.5 hours and it's still on VHS. Regards the snob. Can you help me with other videos to watch? Vaughn Sampson's back with us here on the Big Sports Breakfast. We're watching your 2.5 hour wedding video on VHS. It hasn't come to that there at the Palace de Sampson, surely, Vonnie?
Bonnie's got the Walkman in as we speak.
Yes, exactly. No. Please don't watch the wedding video. Speaking of social, and this was very early in the days of whatever going viral meant, and I just happened to be on a day off, and I thought, I'll go down to North Sydney. I think the Queensland Bulls are playing, and I'll go down and have a couple of beers with my mates and sit on the hill and just, enjoy the afternoon. And then I don't know what bizarre turn of events unfolded, but I was simply telling a very, very normal story to my friends, and for whatever reason, I have ended up on the broadcast looking like I'm simulating some sort of sex.
Oh,
act.
I remember this. I remember this. Yes, yes. You were, it was the cricket. Yeah, wasn't it?
Oh,
you're on the just sitting there on the hill. I do remember this. Yeah.
If anyone needs a laugh?
It's on YouTube, is it?
Seconds. It's off. You reckon you've got followers. That has been seen by about 10 million people. I'm not joking. It's like, I think you have to type in girl cricket. That'll probably get you there.
It's the first thing that comes up when you put your name in YouTube, would you believe? Across your whole career, Bonnie, and all you've achieved, and the first thing that comes up is this clip of you at the cricket.
It's a ripper. I love it. It's easily my best work. I should have retired because it just doesn't get any better than that moment in my life. It's very funny.
That is very funny. I remember a guy back in 1989, we won the competition. So a bloke, he was the marketing manager. I'm going to mention his name. His name was Des Byrne. So Des was the marketing manager. So we win the competition. So we've all been celebrating long and hard. And the next morning about lunchtime, he wakes up and his young bloke's there and he goes, Dad, I saw you on telly. And he goes, oh, that's good. How good's that? You know, they would have seen me walking around with the players carrying the trophy and doing all sorts of things. And he goes, no, that wasn't the case, Dad. You were getting carried out of the club, unconscious. They were showing the news and saying, you know, revelers went hard into the night and early morning. Des was getting carried out.
Bonnie, did you see Loz's Instagram live debut or by any chance yesterday with Damien Cook?
Look, the angles are not easy, and I'm going to realize it's really hard. And look, Ricky Stewart looked like my grandmother trying to do FaceTime the other day. He had it underneath his chin, so all he got was just nostrils, like some eyebrows. And the fact that he was getting angrier about it made it funnier. It's really hard. So if anyone's out there, they're trying to look nice on FaceTime, I think you've got to hold it up above your head and shoot down. Shoot down. That's a nice angle for everyone.
That's a nice little tip for me because, honestly, my head yesterday was like a smashed crab.
Yesterday wasn't the ideal day for you to be doing Instagram Live, though.
No, you were a bit
flustered. You had a little bit of a sleep in.
It wasn't
the ideal.
You know what? You know, some days as an athlete, you turn up and you're ready to go. Yesterday, I was just not ready to go. But by the end, I'd had enough. Everything was annoying me, even you.
That doesn't surprise me.
It only took 4 weeks, did it?
Five days a week.
No, Vonnie, I wish you could have seen Clarkie's face when I just showed him that YouTube clip just then.
Have you not seen that, Clarkie?
No, that's the first time I've seen that, Vonnie, and it
was. Have you not seen it?
No, it's saved to my screensaver as we speak.
So the commentary really makes it. I think it's Tim Gilbert Buzzard McNamara is producing. This is back in the Wild World of Sports days, and they're up on that little, you know, crow's nest lookout commentary box at North Sydney. And I can't even remember who the Bulls are playing, but you can hear them all.
Victoria.
They are hosing themselves in the commentary box because they've, for some reason they've gone, oh, Vonnie, give us a wave. And then I've done like a weird humping motion.
That was my question. What were you doing,
Bonnie? I would have loved to have been a part of that conversation, Bonnie.
Wish I was sitting on that rug.
It's so silly. It really is. But the timing of it is brilliant. So, look, if anyone's looking for a giggle today, just look me up on YouTube. And I'm sure whoever posted that is a bazillionaire by now.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it for sure.
A dollar per view would be nice.
Amazing images yesterday watching all the players leave their clubs with all the, you know, all the gym equipment, taking all the weights home. I know Penrith have allowed their high performance centre just to be essentially ransacked by the players. And, you know, it's amazing that we've come to that. Do you get the yoga mat out at home, Vonnie? Is it?
Well, it's actually a really sad story. I've been training at Spud's gym, the Mark Carroll.
Oh, of course.
Front rower for Australia and New South Wales and Manly and South. And the first time in 15 years yesterday, boys, he closed the door to the gym. Very, very sad for Spuddy. And he's doing a bit tough as well. He's got a He had a pin put in his ankle to fuse his ankle. I think he broke it during his playing days, and the body's rejected the pin, so he's had the pin pulled out, and he's got a big drain, and the infection carrying on, so he's back in hospital. But poor old Spuddy's going through the wars at the moment, so he'll be back. But no, I don't know. I'm pretty lazy. I think that's pretty evident. I don't. I only like to work out if someone's chasing me and yelling at me. Because I won't do it otherwise.
Vonnie, have you heard? Spud's pretty good on the guitar.
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good. Now, he's got a little band going, I think, with Mike Whitney and Gavin Robinson. Who else is in there? They've been jamming a little bit.
It was Buzzard was in and Out, wasn't he?
Six and Out back.
Buzzard was in Six and Out. Yeah.
Richard Cheekwee, Brad McNamara, Cheekwee. Shane and Brett Lee.
S. Lee.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Gavin Robinson was on the drums.
They came horrible out of they were. Six and Out for the mighty Ken Sutcliffe retirement from Channel 9. And it turned into an absolute rave. So everyone's talking about this astonishing ornament to the game and to broadcast. And, you know, the Kenny Sutcliffe, we love you. And then out comes Six and Out. And the whole thing just turned into chaos.
Karaoke at its worst, Six and Out.
So good.
Talking of karaoke, Vonnie, what's your go-to song? Because we found out something about Clarkey. You know what his go-to
it's not
song
go
is?
Back there.
What?
Madonna, Like a Virgin.
Oh, gee. Yes. Oh, heaven to Betsy, Mr. Clarkey.
Things we do, Vonnie, when we're very young.
No, easy. My karaoke song, and a lot of people at Sky will know this because I've disgraced myself many a time after Derby Day, is Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. It's the only song I know all the words to, and I don't need the little bouncing ball. I can give you a solo performance.
What is the, I know this is a hypothetical, what's the ideal scenario you'd want to see for the season this year, if and when we get back to playing?
Look, you know, if you had a magic wand, you would ideally still play out the premiership. You'd have players back into pre-season around about, you know, June, July. So they'd have that 4 weeks fitness under their belt, resume round three, get right through the 25 rounds, get into your final series. I mean, that takes us right up until late December. But imagine, after all the devastation that we've gone through, we could have a rugby league grand final around Christmas. It would be pretty great. And then, you know, somewhere have a magic round, somewhere still play State of Origin. That would be the ultimate result. And I think for everyone in the game and involved in the game at club level, it will take a lot of selfless decisions to help us get back on our feet. But I think once, I mean, we hear Volandis and Todd Greenberg talk about that rugby league being a family and being there to help one another out through times like this. So hopefully that's what we're going to see. And just to help us all get back to the business of enjoying our lives and our day to day.
Vonnie, a lot of talk around players taking a pay cut. Have you heard any more on where the NRL and the Players Association are at?
Yeah, the RLPA and the NRL, they're having another meeting today, and it's just about structuring what that looks like. So the 50% pay cut, and we saw the AFL guys come out, and they were really proactive about it. They said, yep, we're really happy to do that. AFL is very different set up financially, so different constraints. If, you know, how much money is actually in the coffers for the NRL all comes down to what decision will be made. But I think the rugby league players, they look out for one another. I think they've got, you know, 400 or so contracted NRL players, so 480. So that's going to say, even if they take a 50% pay cut, that's going to save us about $50 million, which would be great. And that's a huge kick along, just to keep us afloat for a little bit longer. And of course, if you're lucky enough to have been a professional athlete, you can understand that through extraordinary times like this, it might take some selflessness and take your ego out of it. you know, the Cameron Smiths and the Anthony Milfords and the mega $1 million, the Daily Cherry Evans, like they're big brands. And that brand won't be diminished. She'll still be able to make plenty of coin after this. But yeah, now's not the time to be hoarding coin like we do toilet paper.
Talking about big brands, Vonnie, State of Origin, Wade Graham yesterday, and I think you might have said it on the Fox program that you were on with Maddie, he would like to see considered State of Origin being the first game played when we come back together, if in fact the rugby league happens this year. Would you be a fan of that, or do you think it needs to have a few games and, you know, players need to have a few games under their belt before we start talking about State of Origin?
I love State of Origin more than anything, and I think it is one of our most valuable assets. I think what makes State of Origin is the crowd. I mean, the quality of the game is astonishing in many ways. And the heroics that we see out on the field. But what really sets State of Origin apart is that tribalism. And so I think once we have got the green light for mass people to gather again, God, it feels like eons ago since people are allowed to hang out again with one another. Once we get the green light from the government, said, right, guys, this threat, the pandemic is over. Come on out. Let's rebuild our society again, because I don't want to see a State of Origin played behind closed doors. I don't think that would be in the spirit of what State of Origin is. So yes, I would love to kick off with it. And if that's our first hit, I'll hook it up into my veins. You know, like that would be unbelievable if we kicked off with capacity crowds, with State of Origin. The players, there would be such an incredible feeling around that. That would be phenomenal. But yeah, only if crowds can be involved.
Now, Vonnie, you were the only person, well, virtually in the country last year that backed Kiyomichi to win the slipper. How'd you go last Saturday? I can't remember who you tipped for the slipper.
Prague, I think. No, nothing. Nowhere. Nothing. I even had a look at Narromine this morning.
Well, it's funny you say that. A bloke who, he won't mind me giving this out, a bloke who gives me a bit of mail, has just text through today. Narromine race 2, number 5, Talon Factor, around $11. Just had a look. It's 11 into 850. Cody Nested trains it. Anthony Cavallo in the saddle, 11 to 850. Narromine race 2, number 5, Toulon Factor.
Fantastic.
There you go. Well, that's what we've got today.
Yeah, but that's, you know what? That's enough. In these skinny times, it's going to be carrying the weight of the nation.
I tell you what, Vonnie, Cookie came on our program last year and he started with a bang with Dixie Blossoms. He tipped Dixie Blossoms at $22. He gave us a tip yesterday. Yes. No good. What was
Camp
it?
Rifle.
It
was Camp Rifle. Camp Rifle, double-figure odds for Godolphin.
Yep. So we've got a bad cookie today.
So, yeah, it doesn't
matter. Told you. You're good until you lose.
100%.
I'm quitting.
You'll learn.
While I'm ahead.
Oh, well, Clarkie had the head wobble up when he was 1 from 1 with a $2.10 shot.
Of course.
After week one.
Yeah. He looks for the shortest price favourite and then tips it.
If I'm not going to pat myself on the back, no one else is.
Vonnie, been great to talk to you this morning. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us on the BSB.
Appreciate it, boys. Take care of one another and stay safe and give all our love and support to your families and those most at risk in our society.